Praise the Lord. Let's stand tonight. Let's read a scripture to open the service. Psalms 47. So good to be back in the house of the Lord. Amen. So good to see all the saints here tonight. Just trusting that God will meet us here in a very special way. Amen. Psalm 47 says, oh, clap your hands, all ye people, shout unto God with the voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. He shall subdue the people under us, and the nations under our feet. He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob, whom he loves, Salah. God is going up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God, sing praises unto our King, sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth, sing ye praises with understanding. God reigneth over the heathen, God sitteth upon the throne of his holiness. The princes of the people are gathered together, even the people of the God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong unto God, he is greatly exalted. The Lord had a blessing to the reading of his word. Amen. Tonight, let's just bow in a word of prayer. Father, we are privileged to be able to come into the house of the Lord. God, we come with expectation. As I look out over the audience and I see those that have driven for so far, God, they didn't come just to play games, but they come, Lord, to get closer to you. And Father, I pray tonight that you would draw close to us as we desire to draw close to you. We pray, Father, that you would just move in this place in a mighty way. God, if there's any spirit in here that is trying to hinder the Holy Spirit, then Father, we bind it right now in the name of Jesus. And God, we pray that if there is one bound, that they would be set free by the power of Almighty God. Father, if there's some seeking the baptism of the Holy Ghost, may they be filled tonight. God, those that are looking for a refilling tonight, we ask that the Holy Spirit will come and refill them tonight. And Father, we just commit the entire service into your hands. Thank you for those that arrived safely, those that are still on the way. Give traveling mercies to God is our prayer. And Father, we just pray that you help us all to get ourselves out of the way, that you might be glorified in this place tonight. It's in Jesus' name that we ask these things. Amen and amen. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise. To honor you, Lord, with all my heart, I worship you. Oh, I give you praise, oh Lord, oh my heart, God, I worship you. Come on, everybody, sing with all your heart. Say, Lord, I give you my heart, and I give you my soul. Oh, I live for you alone, every breath that I take, every moment I'm awake. Have your way, say, have your way. Lord, I give you, and I give you my soul. Hallelujah, say, I live for you alone, and every breath, every moment, have your way, have your way. First verse again, hallelujah. Oh, say this is my desire, hallelujah, to honor you, oh Lord.
with all my heart. Yes, I worship you. Oh, and all I have within me, oh, I give you praise. Well, with all my heart, oh, I worship you. Come on, everybody, say, Lord, I give you my heart. Say, Lord, I give you, and I give you my soul. Hallelujah. Oh, I live for you alone. Every breath, oh, every moment, yeah. Lord, I give you my heart. Oh, Lord, I give you, and I give you my soul. Hey, I live for you alone, every breath. Hey, oh, and one more time. Lord, I give you, Lord, I, yes, I do, Jesus. Yes, I do, God. Hey, I live for you alone, oh, every breath. Lord, have your way in me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This song just says, Hallelujah. Hosanna, hallelujah, hosanna, hallelujah, hosanna, hallelujah, hosanna, hallelujah, hallelujah, hosanna, hallelujah, hosanna, hallelujah. Come on, say hallelujah, hosanna. Hallelujah, hosanna, hallelujah, hosanna, hallelujah, come on, oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hosanna, hallelujah, hosanna, hallelujah, come on, one more time, hallelujah, oh, oh, hallelujah, hosanna, hallelujah, hosanna, hallelujah. Oh, hosanna, 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 hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. 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 Come on. Oh, say hosanna, 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 hosanna. Hallelujah! 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 Come on! Hosanna, hallelujah, one more time, oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hosanna, 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 Hallelujah, 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 Glory. Hallelujah, 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 Hosanna, Hallelujah, Hosanna. Come on, give him praise in this place tonight. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Don't you turn around and tell somebody, so good to see you tonight. Amen. 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 We'll do one more song before we start to call our specials tonight. Amen. You are not a God created by human hands. And you are not a God dependent on any mortal man. You are not a God in need of anything we can give by your plan. That's just the way it is. Sing it again. Sing. Oh, you are not a God created all by human hands. And you are not a God dependent on any mortal man. And you are not a God in need of anything we can give by your plan. That's just the way it is. Oh, you are God alone. Come on. And from before time, hey, you were on your throne. Come on, because you are saying, and right now, oh, in the good time, come say, hey, hey. Come on, put those hands together. Come on. Oh, and you're the only God whose power none can contend. And you're the only God whose name and praise will never end. You're the only God who's worthy of everything we can give. You are God, and that's just the way it is. Say, you are God alone from before time. Come on. Say, hey, you are God. Oh, oh, and right now, in the good times and bad, hey, you are on your throne. Come on, you're God alone. Say you are God alone. Oh, from before, hey, you are on your throne. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, and right now, in the good times. You're on your throne. Come on. Unchangeable. Oh, you're unchangeable. Yes. You're unshakable. Unstoppable. That's what. Unchangeable. Say you're unshakable. Unstoppable. Hey. Come on, unchangeable, you run, unshakable, unstoppable, that's what you are. Come on, one more time, you're unchangeable, yes you are, Jesus. Hey, unstoppable, that's what you are. Come on, you are God alone, and from before time. Hey, you are on your throne. Glory to your name. And right now,
in the good times. Hey, you're still on your throne. Come on, one more time. You are God alone. From before time began, hey, thank you, Lord, you are God. Hey, and right now, in the good times, say, oh, you are God alone. And right now, in the good times and bad, hey, hallelujah, you are God. Come on, right now, right now. Oh, and right now, in the good times, oh, you are on your throne. You are God alone. Nobody like you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We worship you, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen. Turn around, tell your neighbor, say there's no God like Jehovah. No God like Jehovah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. You can be seated. Praise God. Amen. So, I know we should have a lot of specials. At least a fair amount tonight anyway. I know that we got a couple churches represented. And let's see if we can have somebody from Bible Truth Tabernacle. Let's have them start us off tonight. Bible Truth Tabernacle. Amen. Anybody from Bible Truth? Praise the Lord.
For it was grace
Praise the Lord. God bless you, Brother Andrew. Anybody, House of Fellowship, y'all have anything y'all want to sing tonight? Okay. All right. Praise the Lord. Let's have the sisters come from House of Fellowship. So good to have them from Sarasota. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Certainly appreciate that song tonight. And I don't know. Everybody here has tests and trials and things of that nature. But songs like that, when you really think about the words, that even when you're going through It's not a time to pull back, but it's actually a time to go forward and get a song in your heart that you can sing to God in the midst of your trial. If you ever get tired of having mind battles, you can give the devil a mind battle by learning how to worship in the midst of your trouble. Praise God. Amen. So God bless you. We appreciate that. Miami, I see you. Do y'all have anything y'all want to sing tonight? All right, praise the Lord. Let's welcome Miami tonight.
God has been so good to me, so I want to praise Him. The news came to Jesus, please come fast. Lazarus is sick, and without your help, he will not last. Mary and Martha, watch their mother die. They waited for Jesus, he did not come, they wonder why. The death watch was over, buried for days. Somebody said, he'll soon be here, the Lord's on his way. Martha ran to him, and then she cried, Lord, if you had been here, you would have healed him, he'll still be alive. But you're 4 days late, and all hope is gone. Lord, we don't understand why you waited so long. But his way is God's way, not yours or mine. Is that he great when he's 4 days late? He's still on time. Jesus said, Martha, show me the grave. But she said, Lord, you don't understand. He's been there for days. The gravestone was open. Then Jesus cried, Lazarus, come forth. Then somebody said, he's alive, he's alive. You may be fighting a battle of fear. You cry to the Lord, I need you now, but he has not appeared. Friends, don't be discouraged, 'cause he's still the same. He'll soon be here, he'll hold back the stone, and he'll call out your name. When he's 4 days late and all hope is gone, Lord, we don't understand why you waited so long. But his way is God's way, not yours or mine. He's very great when he's 40 late, he's still on time. My God is great when he's 40 late, he's still on time.
The Lord. That is wonderful. Amen. When he's 4 days late, he's still on time. What a mighty God we serve. God bless you, sister. We appreciate that. Boynton Beach. We have a song from Boynton Beach. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right, all right, all right. Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever.
Hallelujah. Amen. That's what we call a classic. And it still means just as much as the day it was first written. So God bless you, sisters. We appreciate that tonight. Amen. You have a song, Brother Dave? All right, Brother Dave, let's have you at this time. Glory to God.
Bless you, church. I'll sing a song for the Lord. If you know the song, just sing it with me.
Anyone.
Bless you, Brother Dave. Amen. That's all right. Well, we appreciate that. Do we have anybody from Spirit and Truth? Amen. That's singing tonight. Anybody from Spirit and Truth? All right. Okay. I know we got one more. Now, did you want to sing tonight? Okay. Come on, Brother Tony. We'll get you. Amen. And then I know we got one more after. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Again, oh, that can keep me hither ground. Let's sing one more time. Oh, that's all right. Oh, oh, again. Oh, yes, there's no power on earth can tie me down. Oh, yes, it's all right. For me again. Oh, that can keep me hither ground. Can keep me the ground.
It's all right. Yes, I'll rise again. Oh, ain't no power on earth can tie me down. I'll rise again, yes I'll rise. Hey, hallelujah. Oh, death can't keep me in the ground. Anybody believe that tonight? Come on, yes I'll rise again, again. Ain't no power on earth. Ain't no power on earth can tie me down. Yes, I'll rise. Hallelujah. Oh, death can't keep me in the ground. Death can't keep me. Come on, one more time. Everybody say, yes, I'll rise. Hey, again. Oh, ain't no power on earth. Hey, yes, I'll rise again. Yes, I will. Yes, I will. Hey, death can't keep me in the ground. I'm gonna rise. Say, I'm gonna rise. Say, rise. Way to heaven, yes, I'll rise above it. I just want to say this as they just kind of get this for me. This summer, I've just watched many of the young people here in South Florida just really, really catch on fire for God. And I'm going to tell you, just as a brother that's been walking the walk a little bit longer, I'm excited to see young people serving the Lord. Man, but I've also, I know how the devil is. I fought with him for a long time. And you know, I know that this is, you know, some of us are getting ready to go back to school and everything like that. And I am declaring by faith that the devil will not put your fire out. I don't care what you go through in school. Come on, you have to be expecting some tests and some trials and some tribulations and some distresses. You got to be expecting that. But you also got to be expecting to be an overcomer. Hallelujah. So let's just sing a little bit of this song. And I want you to sing because it's like a prophecy that you're prophesying over yourself. I'm going to rise above it all. Come on. Oh, I'm going to rise. Rise. Rise above it all. Come on. I'm going to rise. 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 Oh, I'm gonna take wings and fly away to heaven. I'll rise. Come on, everybody say, oh, I'm gonna rise. Rise. Say, rise. Yes, I am. I'm gonna rise. Rise. I'm gonna take wings and fly away to heaven. You see, rise above it all. Yes, I am. Come on, everybody. I'm gonna rise. Say, I'm gonna rise. 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 I'm gonna rise. I'm gonna rise. Rise. Oh. Come on. I'm gonna take wings and fly away to heaven. I'll rise.
Come on, one more time with all your heart. Come on, let the devil know I'm going to rise above it all. Yeah, I'm going to rise. Rise. Yeah. No matter what you send my way, I'll rise. Rise. Yeah. Come on. I'm going to take wings and fly away to heaven. I'll rise. Yeah, say, I'm going to rise. Rise. Yeah. That's my testimony. I'll rise. Rise. Hey. Come on, say it again. Say, I'm going to rise. Rise. Yeah. Come on, everybody. I'm going to rise. Yeah. Hey, come on, one more time. Say, I'm going to rise. Going to rise. I'm going to take wings. I'm going to take wings and fly away to heaven. I'll rise above it all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I'll just be seated just one more time for me. Let's have the brothers come for tonight's tithes and offering. Then we have one more special. Then we'll have the word come forth tonight. Amen. So this world is so full of evil. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the opportunity we have tonight to give. I pray that you use this for the furtherance of your kingdom. Thank you, Lord, for everything that's happened thus far in the service. And God, we know there's more in store. And ask that you would, Lord, just continue to bless us as we go forward, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. We have the... My friends may press me down and change my glad to sad, but God didn't say that my life would be easy always. When I was young, I used to sing this. So when you knock me down, I am never gonna ever frown. This is what I'm gonna do. I'll keep my hand in the master's hand, 'cause one day it will all come to an end. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna rise, rise. Hallelujah. I'm gonna rise. Yes, I am. See, I'm gonna take wings, fly away to heaven. You see, I'll rise. Hallelujah, that's my testimony tonight. I'm gonna rise. Hey, I'm gonna rise. Rise. Hey, I'm gonna rise. Oh yeah. Glory. Hey, I'm gonna take wings, gonna fly away to heaven. I'll rise. Satan, you can't keep me down. You can't keep me down. My testimony is I'm gonna rise. Rise. Hey, come on. I'm gonna get up. I'm gonna stand up. Yes, I am. Yeah. Hallelujah. I'm gonna take wings, fly away to heaven. I'm gonna rise. Anybody believe that tonight? Hey, say, I'm gonna rise. Rise, yeah. Glory, I said, I'm gonna rise. Hey, hallelujah. Oh, I'm gonna take wings, fly away. Come on, true worship, come on.
Yeah, I'm gonna rise. I'm gonna rise. Hey. Come on, I'm gonna take wings, fly away to heaven, yeah. Come on, one more time, everybody, lift your voice to heaven. Yeah, say, I'm gonna rise, rise. Thank you, Jesus, I'll rise, rise, yeah. Oh, I'm gonna take wings, fly away. I'll rise above it all. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Is he your hope tonight? Amen. I want to certainly commend Sister Christina. I believe she wrote that song. Amen. So we thank God for such talent in the bride. Amen. We just appreciate the Lord Jesus and all that he's doing. Thank God for all the songs and just everything that's been done here tonight. As we prepare our hearts to receive the word of the Lord. Amen. How many come with your cup empty tonight? Wanting it to be full before you leave the service tonight. Amen. Let's just stand to our feet and amen. Let's just... We're going to welcome Brother Will Clurge, amen, tonight to the pulpit. And certainly looking forward to what God has placed in his heart to share with us. Amen. Let's just lift our hands. Let's close our eyes and let's sing, amen, a few choruses of Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. Sing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Oh, I once was lost, but now I'm found. Oh, was blind. Oh, but now I see. Come on, sing with all your heart. Amazing grace. Oh, amazing.
Control. Sometimes God can't use us the way he wants to use us, the way we're supposed to be used by him, because we refuse to release control. We're trying to hold on to our own desires. Amen. I pray that we all release control tonight. Just let the Lord work. Just let him speak to your hearts tonight. Amen. Amen. Thank you, musicians. So I'll just go straight into the word. Everyone happy to be here tonight? We'll go to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We'll also be going to Hebrews chapter 8, verse 19. So first Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, and then Hebrews chapter 8, verse 19. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10 reads, when you have it, just say, I got it. And it reads, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Amen. Let us turn our Bibles to Hebrews chapter 8, verse 19. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. Just read it again. Romans chapter 8, verse 19. But what did I say? Hebrews? Yeah. Hey, Romans. Romans chapter 8, verse 19. When you have it, say, I got it. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. Let's bow our heads for a moment of prayer. Lord Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for this moment, for this opportunity again, Lord, that you've allowed us all to come and unite together, Lord. Lord, we're not looking to hear from a man, Lord Jesus. I'm not looking to say anything at all, Lord. Lord, just speak to your people, Lord. Speak to your sons and daughters. Speak to your bride, Lord. We pray in the name of Jesus. You may be seated. So we started off with Ephesians 2 verse 10. And it says, for we are his workmanship. My subject today is custom made. That's my subject today. Custom made. Amen. And it says that we are his workmanship. Just reading this verse, you catch that God created us for a purpose. Amen. He created us for a specific purpose. And if he created for a specific purpose, then everything that we need to fulfill this purpose, he already put inside of us. So he's not going to come and add anything to us. Amen. It's already inside. So the whole point is that we have to learn to let go. Amen. Now, I was just thinking, been thinking a lot, and you could clearly see that we are at the end. Amen. If you don't see it, then you're spiritually numb. But we are at the end. Amen. This is it. Amen. There's not time left. Amen. And I was just looking that you see what Satan's been doing, and he's released his best demons. He's released his best plans. Amen. Lust, I mean, it's everywhere. Amen. You walk outside, you see it. You're in a car, you see it. You get on a computer, you see it. Your cell phone, it's everywhere. Amen. What else? You mean you got the homosexual agenda? Amen. It's growing. He's released everything now. Amen. He saved his best for last. But I'm glad that God saved his best for last too. Amen. Satan has, yes, he saved his best. Yes, he's doing his best. Amen. But God has prepared a special people for this end. Amen. Sometimes we think back and we're like, well, I wish I was in Brother Branham's time. Well, I wish I would have been in one of those lines. I would have got healed. You know, I wish I would have been in one of his services and seen the move of the power of God. Amen. But God didn't want you in that time. He didn't want Brother Branham to be laying hands on you. He wanted you to be laying hands. Amen. He didn't want you to be going to watch Brother Branham cast out demons. He wants you to cast out demons. We're created for a purpose. Amen. While Satan's doing all these things, he may not think much of us right now. Amen. But we're in disguise. Amen. One day, he's going to see. And it's very soon. One day, he's going to take everything from us. And we're going to say, let there be. And it will be. Amen. That's the third pull, isn't it? We're here. Amen. Now, I was just thinking about it, and the subject was custom made, amen. And I was thinking about a car. When a designer designs a car, he designs it with a purpose in mind, amen. That's why you see all these cars are designed for different purposes, amen. You think about maybe some kind of pickup truck, Amen. It's designed with the four-wheel drive. It's designed with a special, what you call them, shock absorbers. Amen. It's got a certain horsepower. Amen. It'll work smooth if you're keeping on regular road, but that's not its purpose. Amen. It's made to get off the road. It's made to go in those ditches. Amen. It will work if you keep it on the road. Yes. Amen. But if you want to see that car at its full potential, take it off the road. Amen. So you see, what happens a lot of times is that they don't want to take it off the road because they're scared. Amen. That's what happens to us a lot of time. We don't want to do too much because we get scared. Amen. Some of us can hear things that people can't hear, that everyone can't hear. We see certain things that other people can't see. Amen. We know God is talking to us, but we're scared because we're scared to get off the road. But he needs you off the road. You got a work to do. Amen. You think about a race car, some kind of real fast car. Amen. You could drive it on a regular road. But why would you drive a car on a regular road all the time going 60 miles an hour when it's made to go 200? Amen. You're using it out of purpose. Amen. You're using it out of purpose. A lot of times that's what we've been doing. We've been working out of purpose. We've been coming to church and singing and all that, and God wants more. Some of us, we've seen supernatural things. Amen. We've experienced the supernatural, but we don't want to do more because we're scared to get off the road. We're scared to go faster than we should because we know it's safe to stay here. There's a difference between being safe and secure. You might not be safe, but you can be secure. I imagine if David came walking out and he saw all the people of Israel sitting there, the army of Israel, the army of God, they call them, and they're scared. They're just sitting there. They're safe. They're not fighting Goliath. They're safe. But the devil's there. He's confronting them. They're safe. David didn't care about safety because David had security. Amen. David was anointed. David got out there. David said, I know I can beat this giant because I cannot die. I've already got a promise that I have to be king. Even if I die, I will be resurrected. David was secure. And then you know what happens when David gets out there? David gets out there. There's people there. And David's like, who is this uncircumcised man? And they're like, well, there's Goliath or whatever they said. And when David says, I'll fight him, they say, nah, you're too young. You're always too young. You're too young to preach this. You're too young to say that. You're too young to exhort this brother. You're too young. God doesn't care about all that. God just wants a heart willing. A willing heart, amen. He just wants you to allow him to use you. You're not too young, amen. And they're telling David, you're too young. You can't go out there and fight. And David says, well, you're not going to do it. I'll do it, amen. If you're going to sit there, you're not anointed. I'm anointed. I'm going to fight. You have no promise. You don't know where you're going. I know what I'm doing. I'm going to fight. Don't matter what you're telling me. I'm going to fight. Amen. That's how we've got to get to this mentality. Amen. Because if we're sitting there waiting for someone to do something else, we'll just go right ahead and miss the rapture. Amen. We're waiting for someone else to say something. We're waiting for someone else to go deal with this problem. Amen. I don't want God when it's time to leave and he's going to tell me, you know I told you to do this and you didn't do it. Amen. You know I told you to say this and you didn't say it. You know I was speaking to you. You didn't do anything. Amen. You can't tell God, but I was too young. So David, now we got to talk about Saul, because when David gets in there, he challenges. He said, I will fight. And they bring him before Saul. And Saul, too, is telling him that you're too young. Uh-huh. Yeah. Saul now is supposed to be the leader.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Saul is supposed to be the one in charge, and he's hiding in his camp. Mm-hmm. Amen. So if David was waiting for Saul, Goliath would have never been slayed. Amen. He's waiting for the pastor to come and tell him that now you can do it. Amen. We understand that we have to respect our elders, but our elders doesn't go before God. If God tells you to do something, you need to do it. Amen. If your elder is spiritual, then God will tell him that you need to do it. Period. Amen. So now David gets before Saul. Amen. David gets before Saul. And Saul is telling him, all right, if you're going to fight here, I got this armor for you. I got this thing for you to wear here. Do it this way. It's funny because I'm looking at Saul and he's telling David to wear these things and go out there and fight. If it works so well, why is Saul not wearing it and fighting? First you tell him he's too young. Then you tell him, put my suit on. You tell him he's too young. Then you're saying, do it my way. Amen. Which one is it? Amen. And he tells David, you know, you got to wear this and you got to wear that. And David puts it on. David's like, this doesn't work. This don't fit me. Amen. And you can imagine Saul sitting there looking at how you're going to go out there with what you're wearing, looking like that. You're going to die. And David tells Saul, I got an experience. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Amen. You know what? A lot of times what we get is that people, they always like to show that they elders. I don't want to bash elders here, but I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Amen. They say they got experience. And they always minimize the experience of the youth because they've been around longer. He might not have your experience, but he has a different experience. Saul, you didn't kill a lion. Saul, you didn't kill a bear. Saul, you weren't there in school, amen, when I had to go through what I had to go through. You weren't there. You weren't there when I had to fight the spirit of lust. I did that by myself. So you can't tell me I don't have experience. Amen. You know that Brother Branham says that the temptations today, this generation, are 100 times more, I think he says. Amen. We may not have the amount, but we have the quality. Amen. And this small time that I've known, I've been around, it's just been compressed. Just thing after thing after thing. Amen. Spirits after spirits after spirits. But you know these spirits got to come. Because, you know, when I'm at work and I need to reach something, if I can't reach it, you know what I take? I take this little footstool. Amen. And I get on the footstool, and now I could reach it. You know what the Bible says is that our enemy is our footstool. So if I need to go higher, I need some more spirits to come so I could step on them. So I could go a little higher. We need the spirit. We need it. You can tell the devil, keep coming. You're just going to push me higher. If I get going now, I won't finish my sermon. So David says, I can't wear this. David said, I'm going to do it the way that God wants me to do it. And David goes by the river, and he picks up 5 stones. No, it's interesting because some people would say, well, David didn't have faith. That's why he picked up 5 stones just in case he missed. You know, I'm like, well, that's not what I see, because when I look, I see Goliath had 4 brothers. And David's like, if I'm going to take down one devil, I might as well take all the other devils. You know how some spirits come. They don't come by themselves. You know, when pride comes, arrogance follows. So if I'm going to cast out pride, I got to be ready for arrogance. Then I got to be ready for anger. So you got to let the devil know that you got a loaded clip. You keep coming, I keep shooting. Praise the Lord. Amen. So you see, David picks up 5 stones. And then what happens is when David gets before Goliath, Goliath is looking, he's like, well, am I a dog that you send a boy with rocks? Well, it's better for me. I mean, if the enemy thinks I'm a dog, then he's underestimated me. Amen. That gives me the advantage. You know, I remember I saw this one video and I was watching with my brother, and there was a Mustang and an old pickup truck, and they were going to drag race. I think it was a Mustang, but they were going to drag race, and my brother was like, oh, this Mustang is going to burn this. He remembers. The Mustang is going to burn this old pickup truck. And I looked at it, and I'm like, there's something funny about this, because why would the pickup truck even want to race? You know? I'm like, there's something funny about this. It didn't look much on the outside, but there was a certain dynamic in the mechanics. Amen. It had something inside. You know, we don't look like much. We're just a little youth.
You know, we just play little instruments. Amen. But there's something inside. You ain't see it yet. And when the race got started, the Mustang ain't even have a chance. I mean, the dust already settled by the time the Mustang got to the end. And I was jumping up and I was telling my brother, hey, look at that. Amen. You know. And so Goliath is looking. And what Goliath sees is probably just an old little pickup truck that ain't got much. Amen. But David had thus saith the Lord. David had, I am going to be king. In fact, David was already anointed king. He was just not on the throne yet. Amen. So David gets there and David's like, you could laugh all you want. And he gets a little stone and he sends it. And I can imagine God, first, a couple angels come and they push it a little faster. And God's like, let me put a finishing touch on this. And it just knocks the devil out. Amen. And Goliath is on the floor. Now David comes and he slays Goliath with the sword. The old pickup truck ain't have much. Amen. Until you saw it in action. But when you saw it in action, it was too late. Amen. When you saw it in action, it was too late. We have to tell the devil, I don't look like much. Amen. But once I get started, it's too late for you. It's too late. You think you're in control right now, but one day you'll see it's too late. Amen. Keep sending those things at me, because once you realize what you're really messing with, it'll be too late. Amen. So what we realize here is we're created for a purpose. Amen. Amen. We all got a certain potential inside that maybe we just haven't tapped into yet. Amen. If I could get anything to you, just learn to let go. Because the way to tap into this potential is not learning to build up and learn more. Yeah. Amen. And try to get to a higher level. It's learning to humble yourself. Yeah. Amen. So God can take you to the next level. You can't reach perfection by yourself. Amen. He's got to lift you up. He's got to put you there. Amen. Now let's just go to the next scripture that I just read, which is in Romans 8, verse 19. And it's reading that for the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. Romans 8, verse 19. For the earnest expectation, we know that the word creature could also be translated in some translations, it's creation. Amen. And creation is under expectation. It's waiting for something. Amen. And when you read in verse 22, it says, for we know that the whole creation groaneth and traveleth in pain together until now. Creation is in pain. It's groaning. But it still has an expectation. Amen. Sometimes, you know, what happens is once we've been through a problem too much, we've been in pain too much. Amen. So now we're not looking for a complete healing anymore. We're not looking for a full manifestation anymore. Now all we're looking for is a relief. But a relief is temporary. You get a relief, then you have to come back to the altar next service. Then you get another relief, and you have to come back to the altar again. We're looking for complete deliverance. I'm in pain, but I have an expectation. You know, God is always willing to meet you at your expectation. Amen. He's willing to meet you at your expectation. Sometimes I believe that we come with the wrong expectations. You know, we come sometimes, we want to hear a good music. We want to have a good shout. Amen. That's what we want. When we should actually be expecting what we need. Because what we actually need is healing, deliverance. Amen. We come expecting what we want. So when we get what we want, we stop. And then God begins to provide what we need and we already left the service. Amen. The prayer line's going, I don't need prayer, so I'm already at McDonald's. Amen. We're not expecting enough. Amen. We got to raise our expectations. The more we expect from God, the more he's going to do. Amen. So we have to have greater expectations. Sometimes we have the right expectation, but we're not ready to receive it. Come on. You know, we always talk about a revival. What is a revival? Come on now. Amen. When you look at the word revival, you see the word revive. Revive means to bring back to life. Yeah. And I was just thinking about, you guys know what a defibrillator is. Yeah. Amen. It's what they use if your heart stops, and they use it, and it sends a shockwave through to jumpstart your heart again. And I was just thinking that what they do when your heart stops, when they use that, they're reviving you. Amen. They're bringing you back to life. But when, but before they could use that defibrillator, they've got to be sure that your heart stopped. Amen. You see, the revival process is not a, it deals with your heart. Amen. Not, I mean, the person could be as sick as he can be. He could be as injured as he can be. But if his heart doesn't stop, they can't use that defibrillator. Amen. A revival deals with your heart. You don't got to jump and shout to have a revival. You don't even got to be in service to have a revival. You should be having a revival every day. Amen. In your house, have a revival. Amen. So before they could use that defibrillator, they've got to make sure that the person is dead. Because you can't bring someone back to life if they're not dead. If they take that defibrillator and they shock someone that's alive, they're just going to damage them. That's why some people leave services worse than they came in. Because they got shocked while they were still alive. Amen. They got shocked while they were still alive. Amen. We want to stay alive and get a revival. It don't work. We got to let go of ourselves. We got to let go. We got to lose control so God can take control. You know, the last thing I see is that when before they use the defibrillator, they always make sure that the person is clear. Amen. And they usually say it. They say clear. Amen. They say clear. Because if the person is attached to anything metal, the revival process won't work. If the person is touching anyone else, the revival process won't work. You know why? So many times we can't get a revival because we're too attached to people. You know, it's the truth. Sometimes we don't even want to come to service if our friend's not coming. Come on now. We don't want to come to, you know, we you know, I'll sing, but I have to have this person singing with me. I'll play his instruments, but he has to be playing with me. You know, I'll read my Bible, but we need to study together. You need to, it won't work. The shock, the revival process will get cut off. You need to learn that the salvation is personal. The revival process is personal. You got to be by yourself. That person, I mean, if you're waiting to see if this person's going to go to the rapture, if he misses it, you're going to miss it with him? You know, some people, the only time their faith gets raised is when they see someone else get healed. Amen. Why can't it start with me? Amen. You got to be clear. You got to be away from everyone. Amen. It's got to be, I mean, you want to see other people, but it's a journey by yourself. Amen. If they're walking with you, fine. If they're not, well, we try to pull them back, but we can't let that pull us off the road. Amen. The revival process, it has to happen by yourself. You know, when I'm talking about expectation, I was just looking at the story of Jesus and Lazarus. Amen. I'm not going to go to it, but we'll read, that's from John 11. And just reading this story, I caught something. Is that when Jesus saw Martha, I believe it was, either Martha or Mary, and she said that if you were here, my brother wouldn't have died. Right. But it didn't stop there. Then when you read, there's a comma and then there's the word but. Conjunction. He says, if you were here, my brother wouldn't have died, but even now. Amen. And those words, they activated an attribute in God. Amen. We got to learn to activate the attributes in God. Some things we just say it, and then God's like, I got to step down and heal this person. Amen. Her words changed the atmosphere. He said, but even now. Amen. And the next thing you know, Jesus is saying, I am the resurrection. I am the life. Yeah. He can't help it. Yeah. Amen. Because you raised your expectations. He's got to meet it. Yeah. Amen. Amen. That, but even now. Yeah. And when they get before the tomb, they're still not done yet. Because now Jesus cries and everyone's probably looking at, oh, look at this. This is the guy, God. He says he's God and he's crying. That was the man, because he's 100% man, 100% God. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Two natures in one person, but they don't mix. Yeah. Amen. So the man was crying, but then the God spoke. Yeah. Amen. And now, and before he speaks, though, he tells them to roll over the tomb, roll over the rock. Yeah. Amen. The rock. Amen. He tells them to roll. He's ready to do something, but he still wants them to do something. Yeah. He's ready to speak, but he still wants you to go and do something first. Because if you're expecting him to do something, then you will go ahead and do exactly what he's telling you to do. Amen. Yeah. Amen. He's getting ready to work a miracle, but he's telling them, you have to go roll over the tomb. Yeah. I could have spoke and the tomb would have rolled over, but I want you to go roll it. Because I want you to be doing something too. Yeah. Because we're doing this together. Yeah. Amen. He doesn't want some lazy people to just sit back and watch him speak things and heal you and deliver you. He wants you to be doing something. He wants you to be studying. He wants you to be fasting. He wants you to be praying. Prepare the way. He'll use you, but you got to prepare the way. Amen. And then he tells him to roll over the tomb, and then he speaks, and he says, come forth, and Lazarus has to come forth because God spoke. Amen. God spoke, so he has to come out. Amen. Even in death, Lazarus could hear his voice. Amen. So what can't he do? Some of our problems, we make them look real big. And I wonder if Lazarus could come back today, he'd be like, do you know what happened to me? I was in there for 4 days. 4 days. I don't know where his soul journeyed to, but I was in there for 4 days. And then I heard his voice. He called me out. 4 days. And you're complaining because you got asthma. You're complaining because you have diabetes. I was dead for 4 days. Amen. We don't expect enough from God. Amen. Continue reading this verse. And it says, expectation of the creature waits for the manifestation of the sons of God. We know that the word manifestation means to come out or to be brought abroad. If it was inside, once it's manifested, it comes out. You know, if you say someone is, there was a demonic manifestation, the demon was already inside of them, and it came out. Amen. So manifestation, so if it's talking about the manifestation of the sons of God, it's telling you that there are sons of God, amen, that's yet to be manifested. Amen. Meaning they've got something inside that hasn't come out yet. Amen. The earth is not waiting to see sons of God. Creation is not waiting to see just sons of God. It wants to see manifested sons of God. Amen. And if we're going to talk about the sons of God, I want to take it back a bit and talk about the Father. We're just going to bring it down and we'll just get a picture of what I'm saying. Amen. For if there's going to be sons and daughters of God, then there's got to be a Father. Amen. But even before there was a Father, there was a time you could say that he wasn't a Father because he didn't have sons and daughters yet. Amen. You could even say that there was a time where God was not God. Because God means object of worship. Amen. So before there was anyone worshiping him, he was just Elohim, as our prophet tells us. Amen. The self-existing one. Amen. He just existed by himself. And he had thoughts in his mind that he wanted to express. Amen. And the only way to express these thoughts, he had to speak. Amen. God had to speak for these thoughts to come out, to be expressed, to be manifested. Amen. And then we come here and we have yoga and church. Real silent. God had to speak to get what he wanted. And he's the one who's creating it. And then we don't even speak. You know, we raise our hand. Amen. That's yoga. That's not worship. So God had to speak to get what he wanted. Amen. And once he spoke, the things were manifested. Amen. So what did he do? He wanted to be God. He wanted to be worshiped. So he created the angels. Amen. The angels began to worship him. So the angels made him God. So by the time he got to Genesis 1:26, where it says, let us make man in our own image. Amen. In likeness. And let them have dominion. He was not looking for just worship anymore because he already had worship. Amen. That attribute was fulfilled. He didn't want people to, I mean, he's got the angels worshiping, but I want a greater amount of worship, so I'll create. That's not what he did. He created man for a different purpose. Yes, we worship him because he's our creator, but if that's all you do, you're not fulfilling your purpose. Amen. So he creates man to be his son, so now he can be a father. Amen. And when he creates man to be just like him. Amen. Creates man to be just like him. Amen. In his likeness and in his image. So they're not just going to look like him, but he wants them to do the same things that he does. That's why he says, I give them dominion, dominate, authority. Amen. They're in charge. So God wanted to look down and see himself on earth. Man is his reflection. Amen. His likeness and image, that's a reflection. Amen. So when he looks down, he wanted to see, when he sees Adam, he saw himself. Amen. So you see that Adam knew who he was. Adam was a manifested son. Yeah. Amen. Whatever Adam wanted, Adam didn't ask God. Talk about it. Adam didn't even have to go pray. Adam just spoke. Adam knew who he was. Adam, when he was naming the animals, he didn't say, God, should I call that an elephant? He said, that's an elephant. And God said, amen. That's a lion. God said, yep, that's exactly what it is. He just had to speak. Sometimes I realize that the problem is we don't get what we want or what we need because we're waiting for God to speak. And God's waiting for us to speak. Said, you speak. You say what you want. Amen. Said, you say the mountain be removed, it'll be removed. He didn't say, you say the mountain be removed and I'll come and move it. He didn't say, you say the mountain be removed after you pray to me. He said, you say, you speak. Amen. He wants you to be the manifested son and daughters. He wants you to be in charge. You know, Adam lost that. Amen. Adam lost it because you can see Adam was God conscious. He was aware of God. He was aware of all the things that God wanted. So in other words, Adam was, when he was speaking, he was literally expressing God's thoughts. Amen. But then it got to a time. But Adam stopped being God conscious and he became self conscious. Now he sees himself naked. Amen. Now he's hiding. Amen. Amen. God is coming. He was God conscious. He just wanted to do whatever God wanted. He was just led by the Spirit. But now he's conscious of himself. Now he's hiding. Amen. And God comes and God's like, where are you, Adam? Well, I hid because I heard you were coming. Amen. But you used to be on the front row in service every day. Amen. You used to be the first one in church every day. 30 minutes early praying. Amen. Now you're in the back coming late. Missing service. You know, some of us miss service because of work. And then we testify we got a blessing. God blessed us with a job. Is that a blessing? God will bless you to miss the blessing he's trying to get. I don't know. You know, Adam's no longer where God put him. Not naturally, but spiritually. Because naturally, Adam was still the same person. But something changed inside. Amen. You know, I believe we're in the manifesting time. You could see that when you're looking at the world, you see everything that was hidden is now coming out. Everything, you know, I remember when I was young, gay used to be a bad word. You say gay in school, you know, you get rebuked. You call someone else gay, they're calling your mom. Amen. Now you speak anything against gay, you might go to jail. Amen. It was in the closet, now it's come out. You could see that. We're in a manifesting time. Amen. If the devil has got all these things that was hidden, and now they're coming out, what about us? I feel like we're still waiting for something. We're still waiting for something to, you know, something to just explode. I mean, if David was just still waiting, he would have never did anything. We're still waiting for like there to be just this great manifestation. We're the manifestation. Amen. We're the one who's going to do something. And until we realize that we've got to do something, nothing's going to happen. Amen. So Adam now, and he's hiding, and God's asking, where are you? Amen. And you can see where people get this from, because we always like to blame something else or someone else. Amen. When we're not in our when we're not no longer operating within our purpose, we want to blame something else or someone else. You know, well, I used to play music, but you know, I got this job now and it's the boss holds me. I still come to church, you know. I mean, I still come to church at least. I might come late, but I still come. Amen. If God gave you a gift to play music, you need to be on the music. That's your purpose. He wants you there. Amen. You know, I used to preach, but, you know, I don't really got to anymore. There's a lot of other preachers out there. What do I got to preach for? You know, we're blame. I used to feel the anointing, but I don't really feel it much anymore. And plus, the people are already blessed, you know. There's always someone else, a real good preacher out there. But he gave you the gift for a reason. Amen. You've got to fulfill your purpose. You're like the car that don't want to get off the road. Amen. You want to operate at your full potential. You've got to do what God has called you to do. Amen. You've got to operate within your purpose, or it won't work. Amen. Adam is blaming something else. Adam is blaming someone else. And then we get thrown into what we're in today. Amen. With all this sin, all this corruption, all this perversion. Amen. Because Adam left his place and didn't even accept the responsibility. Amen. Do you see what happened is, I remember I said this before, is that Adam had the authority. Amen. And once you start blaming someone else with the authority that you have, you're literally giving them the authority. And then Adam gives the authority over to Eve. Yes. He said, it's her. She's the one, you know, the one that you made. I didn't ask her. You know, you just made her. You just put her here. That's how we are sometimes. We pray for something, then we get it, and then we're like, Lord, you put that there, and it's causing problems, so it ain't me. Amen. Adam blames Eve, so he gives Eve now the authority. When it says the man should be in charge of the household. Amen. Amen. So what happens now, once Adam gives Eve the authority, Eve don't know what to do with it. So she gives it to the devil. You know, it's the serpent. Amen. Amen. So the devil's like, all right, it's my fault. I'll take it. But you know, this Eden that you got right here, it's mine now. Amen. You know, this garden that you had that you were in control, it's mine now. You gave me the authority. Amen. And so that's what he's done. He's taken the authority and he's created this Eden that we live in now. Amen. Satan's Eden. Amen. He's created it. He's made it. Why? Because we let him. We gave it to him. Amen. Today we've got to be like, I'm taking it back, devil. Amen. You see, Jesus, if you realize something, Jesus done whooped the devil so many times. Devil was in as Lucifer was in heaven. Amen. And he thought he could overthrow God, so God kicked him down. That's one. Then Jesus comes on earth. Amen. And he tempts Jesus three times, and at the end, you know, Jesus rebukes him, sends him away. That's like two. Then there's a couple good mini battles in the middle that he got whooped. Then Jesus dies on the cross, goes down to hell, takes the keys, takes the saints, you know, jailbreak. I'm taking them. Amen. So now the devil's got a big old prison house, and he ain't got no locks. He has no keys. So if he locks the door, he can't even unlock it. Amen. And Jesus goes down there and whoops him again. Amen. But right now, Jesus is not here physically. Amen. But he should be in us. That's what the Holy Ghost is. The life of Christ in us. So when devil's looking around, he should just see Jesus. All these Jesuses. Amen. So he sends his demon. Demon comes back. What happened? I got whooped by Jesus again. Amen. You know, I was just thinking, and I was like, I think I told a brother this, and I was preparing this sermon, and while I was preparing this sermon, just so many spirits started to battle me. Amen. Things that, you know, you believe you've overcome such a while ago. And they just started to battle you. Amen. Just a bunch of them coming over and over and over. Just, you know they're coming because you just keep getting all these thoughts in your mind, and you don't even know how you're getting these thoughts. Yeah. Amen. Remember, the mind is the battlefield. Yeah. Amen. And I just kept getting these thoughts, and then I went and I started listening to another a sermon. I mean, someone was preaching, and I just started listening to this sermon, and he was saying something, and he was saying that God has given us all the tools we need to win. Amen. He said whether it's a sword, whether it's an axe, whether it's a machete, you know, just take it, a machete. Amen. Just take it, whatever he's given you, and just chop the devil up. Amen. Just tell him he has no place here. Sometimes what we do is we tolerate spirits because sometimes we don't even actually realize they're spirits. Amen. The person was saying that we try to counsel out spirits. We try to, you know, talk spirits out. We try to reason spirits out. You got to cast them. Amen. That's the only way it's going to work. You got to cast them. Oh, that's just how he is. He's always angry. No, that's a spirit. No, that's just how he is. He likes to talk a lot. You know, he still curses. That's just how he is. No, it's a spirit. Yeah. Amen. Yes, sir. They got to be cast. Yes, we tolerate them too much. Yeah. That's why they're still here. Yes, we tolerate them too much. That's why they've been dominating our lives so much. We don't realize that what they are is just a bunch of evil spirits that's there to keep you from reaching your potential. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Keep you from manifesting what God put inside of you to manifest. Yes, amen. Hallelujah. Just a bunch of spirits. Yes, you know what else we do is we allow so much sicknesses into our lives and we personalize it. Amen. I think I said this before. We personalize the sicknesses because it's now no longer, you know, the cancer. It's my cancer. It's no longer the diabetes. It's my diabetes. My asthma. What's wrong with you? My asthma. I can't breathe. No, it's the asthma. It's not yours. Amen. Because then we ask God to heal us, and God's like, why am I going to take something away that's yours? It's yours. You said it's yours. Keep it. Amen. We make it personal. Amen. And we wonder why it's still there. It's still stuck on us. Amen. Because we've gave it a name. Yeah. It's now your friend. My God. Those sicknesses are spirits too. Yeah. They need to be cast too. Yeah. They can be cast too. Amen. Amen. And a lot of times, the only way we think that we could get a deliverance is someone lay hands on you. Yeah. Amen. Someone lay hands. If I could just get to this service, I hope they just create the atmosphere for this brother to lay hands on me, I will be healed. Maybe. But you could speak it to yourself. Yes, we're getting to a point where we need to be the one laying hands. Because we're going to get to a point there will be no more church. Yes. We won't be able to come here anymore. Yes. What, you can't come here anymore? What are you going to do? Yes. Let's go find the preachers. If I know where he is, where's his house at? Brother, lay hands on me. It don't work that way. Amen. You know what's going to happen? I mean, I was talking to a brother. You know what's going to end up happening is once the full manifestation begins, a lot of people might just get embarrassed. That's right. They're going to be like, I saw you in that church service when that one pastor was casting demons. Here's my son. I want you to lay hands on him. And be like, well, I can't do it. Come on, you know. Now. But you were shouting and jumping all over the front row. And you, what were you doing? Yeah. Yeah. Well, I just can't do it. That's why you need the Holy Spirit for yourself. Yeah. We begin to think that only this person can cast spirits. Only the brothers can cast spirits. Only the brothers could lay hands. Only the brothers could speak. No. Sisters could speak too. Sisters can lay hands too. You know? I mean, I'm not saying come preach. I said lay hands. There's a difference between preach and lay hands. Remember I said that before. They said I'm telling them to preach. I said lay hands. It says, I give you power to thread on serpents and scorpions. Y'all know what the word thread means. It means walk on. He ain't just telling you to stump on him. He's telling you to walk on him. I mean, you just walking on lust. Amen. Walk all over the spirit. Amen. That's where they belong, under your feet, propelling you all higher. You know, that's what the word thread means. And then nowhere in that sentence does it tell you that brothers the thread on serpents and scorpions. It says, I give you power. Behold, I give them power. The Holy Ghost will give you power. Amen. So if you're a sister and you're saying, I can't do it, you're just saying you don't have the Holy Ghost. Not that they don't give you access to do it. You just don't have the Holy Ghost. Amen. You're speaking it onto yourself. While I'm on that, I might as well say, I've done left my notes, but I might as well say, you know, there's a bunch of people, I don't know where they're coming from, but they made it their mission to tell other people they don't have the Holy Ghost. Made it their mission. If you tell them I'm sick, they'll be like, nah, you've got to speak by faith that you're healed. I'm bound. No, you got to speak by faith that you're delivered. As soon as you say, I got the Holy Ghost, nah, you don't have it yet. Like, how do you know? Amen. The first one, nah, you don't have the Holy Ghost yet. You'll get there, you know. Amen. And usually they're the ones that ain't got it. Usually when you see people act, because if you had the Holy Ghost, you would be praying for them, not tell. I mean, you see some people, instead of having the gift of encourage, they got the gift of discourage. Amen. I mean, if you had it, you wouldn't be discouraging other people. You would tell them, look, if there's something specific, look, I think you should work on this. I think you should do that. They'll pray for you, you know, but not telling, nah, you ain't got it yet. You'll get there, maybe, when you're 30, when you're 40, you know. No, when you stop dressing like that, then you'll get there. Isn't it the Holy Ghost that makes you get there? Amen. You know what we it's like the car again. We're looking at the broken the truck. It doesn't look like much, but it got something inside. While the Mustang, it looked like much, but the engine was no good. The engine didn't work. Amen. You could say the Mustang was a Pharisee. It looked good on the outside. It looked good in public. Amen. It looked good in church. And then, you know, you meet someone at their school, you talk about so-and-so. Oh, so-and-so. I know you ain't talking so-and-so. So-and-so is a Christian. They go to your church. You know, I ain't going to that church. If so-and-so go to that church, no, I ain't going. And it's that same person. You don't got it yet. You know, we got to learn that it's a personal journey. Amen. We will have brothers and sisters at our side, but if we're relying on them, you're going to fail. It's personal. Amen. If you got it, you know you got it. You don't got to keep coming to prayer lines or get hands laid on or keep coming to the altar. You could come for a refilling. If you think that's how you can get it, if you believe that's how you'll get it, then you'll get it. Amen. But you don't have to keep receiving the Holy Ghost. Amen. You got it the first time. If you really wanted it, you got it the first time. Amen. If you didn't get it the first time, and you got it the second time. You're on the 40th time. I mean, when are you going to get it? Amen. We have to learn to trust God, and we got to learn to believe God for ourselves. Listen to his voice. You know, we got to learn to listen to him. Allow him to speak to us personally, not through other people. Right. Yeah. Amen. Too many times we want to hear God speak to us through someone else. If this brother tells me, then I'll believe it. And then the devil sneaks in there and he uses the brother and he makes the brother tell you a lie. Yeah. Amen. You know, what's funny is that we say that whatever the devil says is a lie. Whatever he says is a lie. Then the devil says we don't have the Holy Ghost and we believe him. If whatever he says is a lie, if he says I don't have it, then I'm praising the Lord. You just confirmed that I got it. You ain't healed yet. Now I'm shouting because now I know for certain I'm healed because you just lied to me. Amen. We got to learn to listen to the voice of God. Amen. Sometimes the voice of God and the voice of Satan sounds very similar because they're coming from the same person. Amen. Someone can be telling you and it was God speaking. Next thing you know, the devil jumps in there. And he's saying something. It's no longer the spirit of God speaking. And we're like, well, it's this person, saint, whoever he is. He's got to have the Holy Ghost, so I have to believe him. No, you need to learn to listen to God for yourself. If God can speak to him, why can't he speak to me? You know, sometimes I say, I mean, that's why we got to discern. You know, I'm like, if God told you this, I'm certain he's going to tell me too. If God told you this, I'm certain if I ask for a sign, he will show me something too. Lord, if it was really you speaking, Lord, show me something. You know, speak to me. He'll confirm it. Amen. You got to stop listening to other people. Amen. Why can't God speak to you? Why can't he show you something? It's personal. Amen. Just to close out. You know, sometimes to bring out a manifestation, the conditions have to be set. Amen. Sometimes to bring out something that's inside, you've got to set the conditions outside to bring it out. Amen. That's why the squeeze is coming. Amen. Because we're too reliant on our flesh. You see, when God created man in Genesis 1:26, he says he created man in his image. Then in Genesis 2:7, he formed man. That was the flesh. Amen. He took the flesh. Now he took dirt and he formed man. He took the dirt and he put the spirit in that dirt. Amen. But when he gave dominion, he didn't give it to the flesh. He gave it to the spirit. The problem is we're trying to dominate with our flesh. It won't work. Amen. We've got the so what's going to happen is the conditions are going to be set where our flesh, amen, is no longer capable. Our flesh is no longer able to keep going. Amen. That's where the squeeze comes in. You won't be able to buy food. You won't be able to go to the market. You're sick. You might not be able to go to the hospital. You know, you won't be able to work. Amen. Churches will be closed, so you're not going to church. Amen. So if you're relying on your flesh or the desires of your flesh, it ain't going to work. Amen. So the squeeze is coming to push your flesh out the way. To push it out the way, to get it out the way. So that now the thing that God had put inside of you could come out. Amen. So now you can get back to dominating with your spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Get back to dominating with what God created, amen, not what he formed. Amen. Amen. You understand what I'm saying? Amen. The conditions will be set. Once the conditions are set, then it has to bring out a manifestation. Amen. We won't have, if you love food, good luck. You know, you won't have much to eat. Amen. To eat, I mean, you're going to have to really be consecrated in prayer just to get a sandwich. Wow. Amen. To drink, amen, you're really going to have to be praying just to get something to drink. Amen. It's coming. We have to prepare ourselves. And the only way to prepare ourselves is to get ourselves out the way. Amen. There's a time coming where God is going to move. He's going to be using us. Amen. He's going to be demonstrating himself on earth. Amen. But for that to happen, we have to get out the way. Amen. It will not work if we think that we're going to get to a point where now we can do it. No, we have to get to a point where we say, no, I can't. And God will say, yes, now I can. Amen. So the conditions are being set. Amen. Where it's going to have to bring out a manifestation. Amen. And I was just thinking, I remember I said this before, but I was talking about the kingdom of hell, and they were building an extension, amen, to the kingdom of hell. What they were building is a trauma center, amen. I remember when I was saying, I said they were building a trauma center, but now I can say they're building an extension to the trauma center, because it will not be enough. Because when demons used to be coming in, they were broken. They came in with a broken leg or a broken hand or something like that. Now they're coming in on stretchers and on life support. Amen. Why? Because now there's been a manifestation. Because these people out there that we used to bother, that we used to we were just all over their lives. Amen. We used to mess with them in all these different ways. Amen. We used to possess them. Amen. Something changed. They realized who they were, and they realized that I don't need to take this anymore. I don't got to allow this in my life anymore. I don't have the Lord to control me anymore. And once that happens, you just start chopping devils up. Amen. And so now they built a trauma center. Amen. Where they're putting all their demons that's just been beat up in there. Amen. Rolling them in on stretchers, on life support. They're barely alive. They're barely holding on. Amen. But now I was just thinking, I'm like, well, a trauma center. And I was just thinking that the devil, I forgot what I was saying. I was thinking that the devil, he's coming in, and there's a trauma center. And yeah, he's coming in. I forgot what I was saying. I'm sorry. Okay, I was thinking about the story of Samson. Amen. And when Samson would come somewhere, there will be the enemy, when they know that Samson is coming, they're running. Amen. They're running because they know Samson is about to show up. Amen. Because Samson had power. Samson was destructive. Samson knew who he was. Amen. So now Samson shows up. And wherever Samson, you know Samson was there, because when Samson leaves, the enemy is scattered. When Samson leaves, the enemy is beat up. Amen. The enemy is in trouble. Amen. They're destroyed. Amen. And I'm thinking that this is how it should be for us today. When the devil comes up, he shouldn't have anything to do. He should be coming in just to collect his demons that's just been destroyed. Amen. He should just be pulling up with his ambulance just to collect demons that's just been destroyed. To collect spirits that's been cast. Amen. He should find devils just hanging everywhere. They just can't move. They're done. Amen. That's what it should be. I'm just saying, we allow too much into our lives and we're waiting for someone else to push it out when we could do it ourselves. We need to be doing it ourselves. Because there's going to come a time people are going to be asking us, amen, if you could do it. Amen. Look, you can lay hands. Lay hands on my dad. Lay hands on my mom. Lay hands on my son, my daughter. They're going to be coming to us, asking us if we can do it. And if we can't get the spirits off ourselves, how are we going to do that? Amen. He already put something in us. Amen. He already put all the elements in us that it's going to be needed to destroy the devil. All we're waiting for is the dynamics. So once we get the dynamics, we shouldn't be waiting for anything anymore. Amen. Once the dynamics come, then it puts the things that he already put in us in action. He puts the things that he already put in us in motion. Amen. Now they're being used. Amen. But if we continue to wait and we're waiting and we're waiting, Lord's going to do something. This service, Lord's going to speak. Next service, Lord's going to speak. Next service, oh, I can't wait. Lord is going to bring a deliverance. Next service, the Lord is going to really move. And we're sitting there waiting when we should be the one doing something. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Going back to the beginning, we know that a lot of us have witnessed the supernatural. Yeah. A lot of us have heard things. We can hear things that people can't. We could see things that many can't. Amen. They're all gifts that's in us that God put in us for a reason. Yeah. We just got to allow it to be used, amen, by him. A lot of times we try to use the gifts for ourselves. Doesn't work. We've got to allow it to be used by him. Amen. So once we get the Holy Spirit, once we're sure that we got it, then it just sets these things in motion. Amen. The manifestation is the thing that's inside coming out. Creation is waiting. It's in pain because it's waiting for man to take over again. It's waiting for us to realize that we have something in us that has to come out. Amen. It's waiting for us to realize that we have a potential in us that has to be used. Amen. We have a destructive power in us that has to be used. Amen. That's what it's waiting for. Once we realize that, the devil will have no place in our lives. Once we realize that, we will set things in motion. Amen. That'll lead right up to the rapture. Amen. We can't be waiting for something to happen. Then we'll just be waiting for the rapture and we'll miss it. We're going to be the ones that set this in motion. Because God is going to be in us setting it in motion. Amen. So we got to realize that God is ready to use us. He's willing to. He's calling us. He's trying to push us. But a lot of times we're holding back because we're scared. The security is already here. Amen. He's already got us. He's holding us. Amen. He says, yes, you're going to take. It's going to be a wild journey, but you're secure. Secure. Amen. You're secure. Amen. I'm the seatbelt. I got you. Amen. You might turn upside down. Amen. It might feel like you're going to lose your footing, but I got you. I'm in control. Yeah. Amen. Once we get this realization, God will, He will, we will see a great manifestation amongst us. Amen. Amongst us youth. Amen. Amongst every individual here, we will witness a manifestation that will lead right up to the rapture. Amen. We just have to allow God to use us in the way that He pleases. God bless you.
Amen.
That's our musicians. Release control. Just allow the Lord to take control. Because once we do, the Lord will do a great work amongst us. But we have to realize that we are not in control. Amen. We cannot hold control. We cannot drive this car by ourselves. Amen. We can't go where we're trying to get to by ourselves. It's He who's going to lead us there. Song together.
Just to say a couple words, we brought out so many points, but I think everybody can recognize that you have God in you. You sometimes you go through certain things that you fail to recognize it, but if there's a purpose for you to be here, a purpose for you to be here tonight, God has a gift in you for sure. And many times you have to recognize what is your gift. The preachers can't always tell you. They can give you ideas, but they can't tell you what's your gift. It can be gift of encouragement, gift of singing, but everybody has a gift. And God is, will require a report of your gift. So before we're going to pray, I want everybody to take a moment. Keep playing the song. Take a moment. Examine your life. Find out what is your gift. God, what can I do for you? Because if you called me and you put your life, your spirit in me, it has to manifest. There has to be an attribute given in your own life. So at this moment, let's give a brief, a couple minutes, just for every person in here. Examine your life. If God was to call you right now, what would he say? Will he say, well done, a faithful servant, the gift that I gave you that you use? Or will he say, lazy and wicked servant, what I gave you, you didn't use? Tonight, Brother Will was trying to show us that God has his gifts in us. And it needs to be manifested right now. Help us, Jesus. With every head bowed, every eyes closed. Lord Jesus Christ, the words that were spoken tonight were necessary and needful for every single individual, including myself. Lord, Father God, not a person is without exception. Everybody has been given something from you, Lord Father God. Sometimes we go through things where we don't recognize what we ought to be doing. Sometimes, Lord Father God, we let the world, the depressions of life, the cares of life, not have us to be in action of our gift. Sometimes, Heavenly Father God, we get caught up with somebody else's gifts and not even our own gifts. Heavenly Father God, help us to recognize that you did tonight through your word. Let your word not just speak to our hearts, but let it sink deep down in our souls, Heavenly Father God. Lord, this is the time where we know that we've been called, but called to do what? Lord, Father God, you gave us ideas tonight, but Lord, we need a personal revelation of what we ought to be doing at this time. Lord, Father God, we need a manifestation of your spirit, that gift that you place in us, to be in action for your glory. Lord, Father God, you created every single person for a purpose. Everybody has a mission in this place. Lord, Father God, we know that you have the gospel at this time and should be preached. But Lord, Father God, you need people to preach that gospel. You need people to live a life of that gospel. And Lord, Father God, your coming is not cannot come until we do our job in preaching the gospel to every creature. Lord, Father God, it may not be just the way we speak, but Lord, it could just mean in our lives, Lord, Father, us at school, us playing music, us encouraging other people, calling somebody, visiting somebody. Lord Father God, we have so many gifts, but inactive. Lord Father God, tonight, activate your gifts within us. Lord Father God, activate your spirit once again. Revive our Holy Spirit within us to manifest your gift that you place within us. Heavenly Father God, we can't leave tonight without knowing our gift. Lord, Father God, we cannot leave tonight without being in action and getting preparation for the gift to work. Lord, Father God, the time has come where the sons of God has to manifest you on earth. Lord, Father God, every devil in hell knows that the children of God is God. But many times, Lord, Father God, we ourselves, we fail to catch that revelation. We go ahead and magnify the devil and his works, but we fail to magnify your spirit within us. Lord, the devil is doing his job, but we fail to do our job. Heavenly Father God, give us a spirit of understanding, the spirit of true consecration, a spirit of manifestation, a spirit of revelation of the gift that you have given the church in us. Lord, Father God, that gift can only be operated by your spirit. Lord, Father God, if those who didn't have the Holy Spirit, Lord, let it be spoken to them at this time. Lord, let them receive your Holy Spirit. Those who was low on the Holy Spirit, let them be refilled and be high once again. Those who were weak, let them be encouraged, Lord. Those who were going through situations and not knowing what to do, Lord, give them direction, give them guidance, Heavenly Father God, Lord, because everybody has a job to do. Lord, we cannot leave this place, Lord. We cannot walk out throughout these doors the same way we came in. Lord, Father God, tonight should be a better change of our lives. Tonight should be the manifestation of your gift that you're giving us, Lord Father. Tonight should be, Lord, where the Holy Spirit is living in us each and every single moment of our lives. Not just when we come to church and we get the Holy Ghost, but Lord, when we go outside, the Holy Ghost is keeping us, living us, speaking through us, Lord, manifesting itself within us, Heavenly Father God. Lord Jesus, we can't, once again, Lord, we can't stress that enough. Lord, let your Spirit reveal yourself to every heart in this place. Lord, Father God, as we're going to leave, Lord, let us leave not the way we came in. Lord, tonight we took a step to glory, but when we leave those doors, Lord, let's take another step. Heavenly Father, it's a time for us as young people to climb up higher. Lord, you are calling up a generation who do know God and are manifesting God upon earth. At job, at schools, work, homes, the devil will be testing us. We know it. The devil will be trying to flex his muscles. But Lord, Father God, let your Spirit flex his muscles and manifest the power in his muscles. Lord, let your Spirit manifest the true power, God, within your young people tonight, Lord Father God, where they can go out and live a life to save even other young people, Lord Father God, even elderly people, Lord, druggers, prostitutes, whatever, Lord Father God, you are calling us to fulfill your word in action. Lord Father God, as we go, seal your Holy Spirit in every heart. Lord, Father God, operate your gift through your Holy Spirit. Whether we be at church, at work, at school, Lord, people need to see your life within us. People need to see Jesus through me, through you, through us. Lord, Father God, as I'm sure they have food prepared, Lord, Father God, bless and sanctify the food if there is, the drinks as well. Lord, let your Holy Spirit purify it for the nourishment of our bodies. Lord, Father God, we can't thank you enough as we give you all praise and glory. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Give the Lord a half clap of praise. Come on, come on. Hallelujah. You guys may be seated. As the brothers get ready to do dismissal, you guys can keep playing that song. May God bless you guys.